Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 15, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and we're doing individual and group healing. We do this twice a month because it's so wonderful, and everyone gets so much benefit from it. So I want to first welcome everyone who is here. I see 21 people on Zoom so far. So welcome to Anjali, Angela, Brian, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Eric, James, Janet, Kat, Laura, Lauren, Miroslav, forgive me if I said that wrong, Monica, Roberta, Rose, Stephen, Tiffany, Trisha, Marilyn. I see a couple of newish names here, so welcome, folks. I'll try to give a good description of what we're doing. And equal welcome to everyone who's coming in via the recording. Usually a lot more people do it via the recording than on the live call. And you are equally present. Of course, if you're on the recording, you can't be in the hot seat, but you'll still get tons of healing anyway. That's how this event works. So just as a bit of explanation, after I finish this little introductory stuff, I'm going to call the directions of my mesa on the floor. It's a floor altar. Then we're going to call a ton of really beautiful high vibration allies. You may not recognize them all, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. We're going to create a beautiful, safe container to work in. And then we're all going to get into embodied awakening the best we can. And once we're all there, then we'll start getting hot seat people. We'll start with people who've never been in the hot seat before. And then those who haven't done it the last couple of times. And we'll run into those who didn't do it last time. And after that, it's open. So that's how it works. The healing hot seat rounds usually go 10, 15 minutes on average. It can be more or less depending on what's going on. But our divine allies also make sure there's plenty of healing going to everyone who's supporting the hot seat people, whether they're live or on the recording. So everyone gets lots of good stuff here. That's why we do it twice a month. All right. So let's go ahead and get the energetic container set up. So the request I always make for energetic events is that you give us your full attention, the very best you can. This is something you want to pretend like you're right here in the room with me, being fully present. That gives you a better experience. And because your energy affects everybody else, even if you're on the recording, you want to give everyone else the best attention you can. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out, and they'll happily remove you from the space, and that will not cause any disruption. All righty. So I'm going to assume that you are safe to give us your full attention. And so now I invite you to close your eyes. Become aware of how your physical body feels overall. If you have a sense of your energy body in and around you, prana, chi, life force, whatever you want to call it, just if you feel that, just notice how it feels as well. Again, not changing anything, just noticing where you're at already. My yawning is not fatigue. I'm starting to move energy through me. Yawning is one way it processes. All right. So you just relax and be passive. If you feel energy moving, just feel it. And that is your focus while I'm doing the energetic setup. If you cannot feel energy, instead, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, just be passive and just feel whatever you feel. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness, higher self. Please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For everybody, we call spirit songs higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. Sweet. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu, Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our membrane. Anyone has any additional allies they'd like to call in who are of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call them now. They're just still coming in. Welcome all. Thank you. Allies, let's double check, make sure we have a good, strong container to hold safe energy in, and make sure that all that enters is of high vibration and benevolent intent. Okay, we're solid. Well done, everybody. Okay, now let's all get into embodied awakening. And for anyone who's new to this, this is where we invite our higher self to merge with us in our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And all sorts of awesome benefits come from this. So this will only be to the extent that serves you. It's not going to overwhelm. If you don't like it, you can go back to the way you were before. So if you'd like to do this with us, then I'm going to have you say 8 words to call in your higher self. Do this out loud if you can. Silently, if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now just relax and be completely passive. Let it come to you. It's like you're a sponge and it's just water soaking right in. Please be completely passive. This means ideally you're not using any effort or willpower. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're not stopping anything from happening. You're not deliberately visualizing or imagining anything. Just relax and let it come to you. You notice that you got distracted, that's fine. Just gently return to feeling the incoming energy. And if you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Let it do whatever it wants. And the final little nuance is to use the least effort. Allows you to feel energy or breath. And let's play with that for a sec by dropping to no effort at all. Just drop to zero, please. Let it all go. Whatever happens is fine. I feel a lot of you just naturally moving into embodied awakening. For most people, zero effort is just the right amount. If you totally lose awareness of the energy, you can add back barely enough effort to feel it again. But if zero effort gets it done, that's best of all. When your higher self comes in nice and solid, so to speak, then you'll move into embodied awakening. And you're fully present in embodied awakening when you can say yes to the following four-point checklist. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Of all that's going on, again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then you are there in embodied awakening. Well done. So just feel how awesome this is. For most people, I think it's true, no matter how deep you go into embodied awakening, there's always another level available that's even sweeter. You can't imagine it, but you certainly recognize it when it opens up. So I've learned never to assume I'm at any kind of final awakening at any level. Chances are pretty good that there's even a more amazing level still available. If it is an infinite universe, then no matter how awakened you are, relatively speaking, you're always just barely off the starting line compared to what's possible. And I love that. That means it just keeps getting better. Leave just a moment longer for anyone who needs to settle more deeply into embodied awakening. And you don't have to be fully in embodied awakening to do this with us. Just do the best you can. Any movement in that direction is welcome. All right, that feels good. So just check to see if you are in embodied awakening. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Just wherever you got to is great. Okay, so I'm feeling good. So we're going to start in a slightly unusual way. Tonight's spirit song is in a great deal of physical pain, and I'd like to take a moment to give her some special support. So even though she's not on the call, she's literally in too much pain to join us. Let's just do a hollow reed healing for her. So if you are willing to do this, and spirit song, if you don't know, is my partner, and she sometimes co-facilitates Awakening Plus calls when she can make it. So I'm going to ask you to just say, you know, you're going to be the conduit through which highest good energy flows to her. Your human will just relax and it's going to flow through to her. So if you would be willing to do that, then you're about to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. So let's begin now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me. For spirit song's highest good, may she have maximum pain relief and maximum healing that serves highest good. Thank you. All right, it's flowing. So your job now is just to relax. Same idea as before, you're just relaxing. The divine is sending energy in the top of your head, not the front of your body, over to spirit song. And this works whether you're live or on the recording. This all works beyond time and space. We've got a nice strong flow going over to her, and let's just relax and let it flow for as long as it chooses to. The allies will know how long to get the flow going and how much to send through. Your own experience as a conduit might be, it might feel really good and blissful, and there might be some challenge. Some of us may be processing energy on her behalf, in which case heavy energy will come through you to be processed and cleared. This only happens for those who are able and ready and willing.
Ugh.
Whether you're in the hot seat or a conduit person, any of the following might happen. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sound. You're called to make larger movements like get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms, that can be a good way to release, larger amounts of heavy energy more quickly. Whatever the body wants to do, just let it do it. I recommend not doing any of that because your ego thinks it's a good idea, but because you could just feel that your body wants to do it naturally. Thanks for your prayer in the chat there, Jeannie, for Spirit Song. Yeah, it looks like her field is lightening up now. Well done, everyone. Let's let it go a little bit longer. All righty, that feels good. Thank you. I think that'll definitely help her. Thank you all very much. Okay, so now I'm going to enable unmuting. So if you want to be in the hot seat, wait till I call and you meet the criterion. But I do ask, obviously, we just made an exception for Spirit Song. I kind of pulled executive privilege on that one. But now I'd like anyone who's in the hot seat to actually be with us and be able to speak because I'd love to get feedback on that. The thing for Spirit Song was kind of an emergency situation there, sort of. All right. So if you have never been in the hot seat before on one of these calls, then you're now welcome to unmute yourself and step in and receive healing. I see everybody but one person is on Zoom. One person's on a phone. Oh, Tiffany, hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. This is Greg, actually.
Yeah, your call there says Tiffany Jadu.
Incognito.
Ah, incognito. But it's you joined recently, right, Greg?
Yes, we met last week, but
Yeah, welcome. I'm so glad you're with us. Thank you. All right. So here's how it works. What you'll need to tell me is just as concisely as you can, what you would love to be different by the time your healing round is done, if possible. We don't need any backstory. We don't have to know, and the allies already know. And since we're trying to get a number of people in the hot seat, so can you just say as concisely as possible, what would you like to be different by the time we're done, if we can make it happen?
Would like pain and discomfort to go away.
Okay. And is that the whole body or just in certain areas?
Mouth, I guess.
Mouth. Okay. And I'll ask for a time. Do you know what the problem is in your mouth? Have you been diagnosed with a particular thing?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Is it teeth, gums? What's going on there, roughly?
Yes, both of those. And
The teeth and gums. Okay. And right now, as you feel, is there pain there right now?
yes.
And let's use a 0 to 10 scale. 10 would be just excruciating pain. 0 would be no pain at all. How strong would you say at this very moment the pain is?
3, 4.
3 to 4. Okay. And is it throughout the mouth and teeth, or is it more localized?
It's throughout and localized, yeah.
Okay.
And tongue as well, yeah.
And tongue. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. And finally, how long has this been going on?
Five, 6 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is a long-term problem. Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay. All right. Let's see what we can do. So your job is going to be to do a healing invocation. I'll lead you through it, and you'll say the words. Then you're just going to relax, and I'll have the other folks do an invocation, and then we'll just see what energy flows. You ready? Okay.
Yes.
And you, like anyone else, if you feel like it's too much, you have a safe word, and the safe word is stop. So say that if it's too much. I've literally never had anyone use the safe word, but I always give it. The nature of this work is the allies are not going to give you more than you can handle. So my invitation to you, Greg, is just to relax, open fully and completely to whatever you're experiencing. The rule is you have to feel it to heal it. So there will probably be some discomfort as the healing progresses. But if you can just relax into whatever you're feeling without clenching, if you clench and fight it, then it's not going to clear. Okay. So, but just take my word, it's not going to overwhelm you. And if I'm wrong, let me know. Okay. Is that
Yes.
okay, Greg?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, good. All right. So let's have you do your part. You ready to repeat after me?
I'm ready.
Okay. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing
Maximum healing
that serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
Especially in and around my mouth.
Especially in and around my mouth.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now relax. And now your job is to be completely passive, just like I instructed earlier, be completely passive. Your job is to feel the discomfort in and around your mouth. Just feel it exactly as it is, without resistance and without trying to change anything. Your awareness in the area is what kind of focuses the energy there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll check in with you in a moment, but now I'm going to instruct everyone else. So you just relax, feel the pain, and feel what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody else, please repeat after me if you're willing. Spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Greg's highest good. May he receive maximum healing that serves highest good, especially in and around his mouth. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. All right, so everyone who's not Greg, relax, become completely passive. The allies and your higher self are now flowing energy in the top of your head, not the front of your body, over to Greg. Yeah, you feel that energy coming in, Greg?
Yes.
Good, just relax, let it come. Again, it's all being very carefully orchestrated by our divine helpers. They've got it handled. You don't have to do a thing except feel where it hurts, okay? And those who are being conduits, you likewise, just relax, be completely passive, and just let the energy flow through you over to Greg. And already the allies are sharing the wealth. Everyone is now receiving healing. And through the magic of this process, Greg is still getting all the healing energy he can use. There's no diminishment to him. And yet everybody on this call, live or on the recording, is not only acting as a conduit for him, but is receiving their own highest good healing at the same time. And the allies already know what you need, and they're doing it. I just love how it works. So everyone just relax and let it flow. So, Greg, are you 100% open to the discomfort you're feeling right now?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, just really feel it all the way. No filter, no holding back. The shamanic rule is you do have to feel it to heal it. If you feel it completely, that gives it a chance to release once and for all. We can never guarantee anything in particular that's going to happen on these calls, but usually people have good experiences for healing. So you just keep feeling where it hurts or is uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm now perceiving empathically the allies are vibrating that area in your mouth pretty strongly. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah, energetically vibrating it. I'm not saying your teeth are chattering, but you know they're moving the subtle energy pretty good. Do you feel that energy flushing out your hands now?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're flushing it out and out the feet too, it feels like. So usually the heavy energy drains out the feet and the hands. Those are the natural exit points. Just let it flush away. So you got a flush going and just relax. Now they've shifted to mostly shaking up again. So what they're getting in there is they're loosening up the next layer of heavy, dark energy. Feel how it's not draining so much, but they're doing more of a shakeup.
Okay.
Yeah, so just, yeah, let them shake you up real good, energetically. And they tend to shake me physically. That's just my role, apparently. Yeah, so they're, again, stirring up the next level of stuff to be cleared. Keep waiting for them to flush, but they're going, okay, instead of doing that, they're going deeper now, subtler. They surprised me. So now my perception, Greg, is they've gone to a subtler level of healing in your mouth. Is it your perception that the energy has gotten a bit subtler in there now?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So they're going deeper. Nothing to drain yet. Just let them keep doing their subtle clearing work there. Often they'll do kind of a two-stroke system. The stroke one, they'll stir stuff up real good. Stroke two, they'll flush it. Then they kind of repeat the cycle. But they're doing kind of a variation on the usual theme here. And once again, I'm being shown that everyone on the call is receiving beautiful healing energy. Again, really encouraging everyone to be fully passive and just let the allies help you. The more passive you are, the more benefit you're going to get in the way that we work here in these calls. There we go. Now the flush is starting. Do you feel that release out your hands and feet now, Greg?
Yes, it's warm.
Yeah. So they're flushing out. I'm starting to feel a little bit of emotion there, a little bit of sorrow, grief. So if you feel any of that, just feel that too. Just be fully present with the challenging emotions. Just about every time when there's a physical issue we're working on, there's always some heavy emotional energy behind it too. either that's a causative factor or sometimes just the challenging emotions you've experienced from having to deal with the physical issue, or both. Doesn't even matter. Just be willing to feel the challenging emotions along with the challenging physical sensations. And whatever flushes out is gone for good. It's not coming back. Maybe more layers behind it, but whatever flushes out goes to Mother Earth, and you're done with at least that piece of it. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of tingling on the bottom of my feet. Are you feeling a good flush out all four limbs there, Greg?
Yeah, three maybe. Maybe four, yeah.
Okay, good. Does your physical body now feel more like energy or flesh right now?
Energy now.
Yeah. That is usually what happens just about every time when a good healing round is running. If at some point you shift, I feel like a being of energy. And that's just completely normal. Let's just know you're doing a good cycle. Do you feel that there's actually some nice feeling energy around the edges now?
Yeah.
That's also totally normal in the cycle. Once enough of the heavy clears. Did you read about my great onion of consciousness idea?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's in the book, in case you read that. But the idea is you have this higher self, one level up, and it's a beautiful orb of light and, you know, beautiful, blissful energy. But around it are all these dark onion layers that are all the old wounds and traumas from this or other lifetimes that haven't healed yet. And what's happening right now is you're peeling one of those layers off. It's exposing more light. And it's not just all at once, you know, cracks start to open up, little bits and pieces start to fall off that layer. And bit by bit, the light is more clearly revealed. And as that happens, gradually, there's less feeling of heavy, more feeling of light. And if a round goes all the way, then usually there's no discomfort left at all. And there's just a lot of really sweet bliss or ecstasy or euphoria left. And is it true that mostly you're feeling the nice energy now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So everyone just is doing a great job. Kudos to everyone who's acting as a hollow reed. It's working just great. And Greg, you're doing beautifully at just relaxing and allowing the process. There's a little more grief coming up. Be willing to feel that too, along with the physical stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, when you go into a state of non-preference, you're just as willing to feel the discomfort as the pleasure. That lets them heal a lot faster. And it's the willingness to feel the heavy stuff that accelerates the awakening and makes it easier to get to the bliss and to maintain it as your new baseline.
Okay.
You got to feel it to heal it. You're doing beautifully. You're doing really good work, Greg. And I'm also sensing a number of the members are feeling stuff for you. The allies are distributing out some of your heavy energy and processing it through some of the other members who are willing and able to do that. And some of that's coming through me too. It's a beautiful service if you are willing and able to do it. A lot of people who need a lot of help. Is there still healing happening, or have you come to sort of an equilibrium state there, Greg?
I think there's still healing.
Okay, so let's stay with it a little longer. I feel equilibrium again. Are you feeling up? Is there still flushing, or are you in a more equilibrium state now?
I mean, I think it's equilibrium now.
Okay, good. All right, let's check the work. Feel your mouth. And on a 0 to 10 discomfort scale, where would you put the number now?
Maybe two.
Two. And you were saying it was 3 or 4 to start, right?
Yeah.
So would you say that's a slight improvement or a moderate improvement or a significant improvement? What's the difference?
I would say slight to moderate.
Okay. All right. So that's a good start. If you feel like they're still working, you're welcome to let them keep working as we move to the next people. If and when you feel ready to act as a support for others, you can take the holo read role.
Okay.
Well done. And again, my sense is this, again, like I said, this has been going on for years. It's a chronic thing. And my feeling was they did clear a lot of heavy energy, but there's still more to go. So if you're want to do more healing invocations on your own, you'll probably be able to have them keep clearing the layers of that stuff, and that might be an improvement on your pain there in your mouth.
Okay, thanks.
Good. Yeah, and again, I can't guarantee this is like the one and only thing you'll need. Continue to do other things that are conducive to your healing, but this might be a good thing to put in the mix and test to see if it's helpful. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, I'm just noting Rose typed just now, felt my palms kind of pulsating, and you said right then, shaking out of the hands. Yeah. Yeah, what I tend to feel is kind of the composite of what most people on the call are feeling. All right. Good first round there. Well done. Now let's if there's anyone else who has never been in the hot seat, you're welcome to step in now, unmute yourself, and you can be next. Last call for anyone who's never been in the hot seat. And I'm feeling really blissful. They're just bringing a really sweet energy in for the whole field now, in case anyone's noticing that. All right, anyone who has not been on the last two calls? Trisha, welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
just, oh, did you, can you hear me? Am I,
Yes. Yeah, you're
okay.
clear.
I'm, man, I'm, my head is stuffed. I've got a horrible headache. I keep a bloody nose and
Ooh.
my throat and my legs are all messed up and I got cramps in my legs. It's just, I need health, balance, and vitality.
Health, balance, vitality. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. So we're just going to call for just full body healing, whatever you need. It sounds like it.
Seriously,
All right, we can do that. You ready?
yeah. Please.
All right, so let's start with Trisha. Trisha, please say the following. Divine allies,
Divine allies,
spirit that I am,
spirit that I am,
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Wherever I need it.
Wherever I need it.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
Is there something better?
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you.
All right, you just relax. Whoa, they're starting already. Okay, everyone else, you're going to be conduits. Please repeat after me. So Trisha is silent. Everyone else is speaking. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Trisha's highest good. May she receive whatever healing serves her most. This or something better. Thank you. Okay, relax and go passive just like the first time. So everyone who's not Trisha, just relax and feel that energy coming in your crown chakra and out the front of your body. No hand gestures. My hands are like just palm down on my thighs. No need to point your palms. Just relax. The energy will move as it needs to. And Trisha, you just stay passive and relax and receive. I know you're good at that. So just chill out and let it come in. Trisha, are you feeling the energy coming in now?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So relax and let it flow. Everybody relax. And oh, once again, the allies are blessing everybody, even as you flow to Trisha. So once again, everybody's getting blessed. Wow. Did you feel that big shift right there, Trisha? So right now, are you feeling mostly discomfort or mostly bliss?
I'm still in some discomfort.
Okay. Yeah, that light sure is strong, though. Wow. So just relax into whatever you're feeling. Trisha, do you have a pretty vivid awareness of your light body?
Oh, yeah, sort of. Not right now, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm feeling it for you because it really feels lit up. Okay, they're showing me, yeah, because the pain is blocking your awareness, but they're lighting it up big time to support your healing. I think you'll feel it pretty soon. But just relax and be with your discomfort or whatever you're feeling. Yeah, they're really charging that light body to give you the healing support. Anyone who's not Trisha, who's feeling heavy energy processed through them, the elders are doing that because you're able and willing to do that on her behalf. Just let it pass through. There's nothing you have to do except let the allies take care of it. Wow. The allies want me to use some hape to support you, Trisha. Let me get that from my makeup vendor. Whoa. I guess they had me spill some water, too. So hape is shamanic snuff. It's a mixture of tobacco with some other stuff. This is from a tribe in Peru. So I'll be using this as Trisha's surrogate. That's about the right amount. Okay. Beloved allies, please clear all heavy energy from this hape. Bring it to the highest vibration that serves highest good, please. May this support Trisha and everybody else on this call, live or on the recording. Just making sure the hape is really cleared and charged for just this application. All right. And then I blow it up my nose on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Allies, I use this as the surrogate for Trisha and everyone else on the call. Thank you for supporting them. When I vibrate, I'm not having an epileptic seizure. It's just energy moving. Okay, the hoppy energy is coming into the field now. So those of you who are sensitive may feel its unique flavor. I'm going to support Trisha and everybody else. In shamanism, tobacco, which this is based on, is a master plant, a very powerful positive ally when used well and with mindfulness. This is pure organic tobacco from Peru. Are you feeling any difference from when we started yet, Patricia?
Oh, God, yes. Thank
Better?
you.
Good. All right. So we're still working. Yeah, I feel the whole field of the call light lighting up. Thank you, Hape. Thank you, Grandfather Tobacco. Thank you to everyone involved in the creation of this Hape. And it finding its way to us. Well, let's just check how you're doing overall, Trisha. How are you feeling now overall?
So much better. So much better.
Good.
I can feel my light body again.
Oh, good. Are you still in process?
Yeah, I'm still in the process.
Let's stay with it a little longer. It feels like they're stirring up some more heavy stuff to be processed through. Anyone who's feeling kind of an icky feeling in their body, just feel it without resistance. It's coming up to be cleared. Just being present with it, just letting it be and move through in its own way will be a good strategy. Basically, if your ego tries to deal with it, then you block the allies from dealing with it for you. When you just stay passive and just feel it without preference, then the allies can process it or clear it or transmute it much more quickly and easily than anything you could do from your ego. So just let them handle it is my recommendation. That is a sweet vibration in the field, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the allies are wondering if you are either complete or if you can continue on your own.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you all so much.
All right. Well done, Trisha. All righty. So, Trisha, if you need more time just to be in your process, take as long as you need. So now, anyone else who has not been on the last couple of our calls like this, you're welcome to unmute. Rose, hi.
Hi.
Have you ever been in the hot seat before?
No.
All right. Maybe. Welcome. Welcome. Okay. Thanks for your courage. So, same question as everyone else. If it's possible, what would you like to be different by the time we're done today with your round?
I would like to feel a little bit less like blocked in my chakras. I was hoping maybe I can get like some support with clearing some like discomfort and like aches, that same like Patricia kind of achy feelings.
I assume it's not your chakras that are aching, it's your body, right?
Well, I feel a lot of in my solar plex discomfort, and I just feel like it. I feel like I need like some more spiritual support.
Okay, good. So it's the solar plexus specifically that you're asking for support on. Is that correct?
I think, yeah, that's definitely the main problem.
And if 10 would be, it just felt completely terrible, and 0, it felt wonderful, no heavy at all, what number would you give to the level of discomfort in the solar plexus right now?
It's like, right now it's probably like a 4.
Okay.
But it, I get little like acute sharp pain.
Okay. But at this moment, it's at a 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll work with that. Okay. All right. So you ready to say your own healing invocation first? All right, so repeat after me, Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Especially in my solar plexus.
Especially in my solar plexus.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you. All right, now you just relax and feel the solar plexus. Just feel it as it is, whether it feels good or bad. And already it's starting to move. Well done. So you just continue doing that using the least effort that allows you to completely feel what's going on in the solar plexus, okay? Is the instruction clear, Rose?
Yeah.
All right, good. You just relax now and I'll work with everyone else. Everyone else, please repeat after me, Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Rosa's highest good, especially for healing in her solar plexus. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. All right, everybody, relax and just let it move. Feel like you just had a nice little energy transition there, Rose. Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you feel more like physical matter or energy right now?
Energy.
Good. Yeah, you're doing great. You're relaxing beautifully. Just let it keep coming. Stay as passive as you can. Just feel whatever you feel without preference. Just be with what is. The best you can. And your best is good enough. That Hoppe is working for you too. feeling some nausea. If you're feeling that too, just be with it. Now it feels like they're stirring things up inside you. I'm not feeling a flush right now, but they're kind of stirring up the next level of stuff to be cleared. Just relax while they loosen things up. And there's the flush. Just let that stuff drain out, hands or feet or wherever it's coming from. Can you feel that release of energy now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just let it go. You don't have to know what it is. Just feel whatever's happening. Yeah, the flow is actually getting stronger. Feel how it's releasing even more quickly. It means you're doing a really great job of letting it go. Continue. It's starting to feel like a fire hose. It's great. Of course, all the heavy energy goes down to Mother Earth, and she happily takes it and transmutes it for us. And that drainage round feels like it's pretty much done. Now they're stirring up again, but it feels a lot subtler this time. You feel how the energy moving in you is at a subtler, deeper level this time, Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's like more the body, less concentrated in the middle.
Yeah. I'm feeling it all through the body now. So they'll go wherever it serves your highest good. Just let them be where they're at. And just broaden your awareness to just feel wherever the energy is naturally going, okay? It feels pretty full body to me. Is that your experience too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just hold full body awareness using the minimum effort needed to feel that. Doesn't take much. Ooh, yeah, that's a kind of an unpleasant energy they're stirring up now, but they got to get it out. Yeah, still stirring it up. Kind of a pulse wave going through your body. And there's the flush. Are you feeling a deeper relaxation in your body now?
I felt jolt.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling just a much deeper physical relaxation. Is that your experience too? Good. Just enjoy that. You've released enough of that tension energy, the body can relax more now. So how's your solar plexus doing? 0 to 10, how great is the discomfort level now?
Right now I feel like I'm just like vibrating. It's not hurting at the moment.
So it's a 0?
Yeah.
Well done. So I'm wondering if you're okay for us to move to the next person now?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
So do you feel at this moment more like energy or more like solid matter?
I'm starting to come back more. I feel more like solid matter now.
Were you feeling more like energy a moment ago? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like
yeah,
I could just flush everything out.
Very good. Yeah, they had to do that for the healing, and now they're kind of bringing you back cleaned up. And I think you'll find your body's a more pleasant place to be now. Well done, Rose. Good job. All right. We have time for one more person. These are usually 90-minute calls. If we go slightly long tonight, I want to make sure that the last person gets enough time because we took those few minutes for spirit song, and I don't want to deprive someone else of their time. So if anyone is still there who hasn't done the last couple of calls and would like to be in the hot seat, you're up next if you want to unmute. I am so altered. This feels wonderful. Last call for anyone who's not been on the last two calls. Oh, Laura, hi.
Hello.
So what would you like to be different, Laura?
I would like to have less pain in my leg.
Less pain in leg. And which leg is that?
The right leg.
Right leg. And 0 to 10, how bad is that pain right now?
6.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Especially in my right leg.
Especially in my right leg.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Is there something better?
Is there something better?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, relax and just chill out. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Lara's highest good. May her right leg be healed and free of pain. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Relax, everybody go passive, please. You know how to do this by now. Just relax and let the energy move itself. Mm. Shaking that up pretty good, aren't they, Laura?
Cool.
Just let them do it. And there's the flush. They're starting to work you into a higher state. Just stay really, really relaxed. Good. Yeah, stay relaxed. They're working it layer by layer. Yeah, feel how much more luminous you are now, Laura.
I think so.
Yeah, just stay with it. Just feel whatever you feel. You're about halfway broken through to that light body awareness. Don't let them keep working. You feel more firmly established in your divine consciousness now, Laura?
I think so, yeah.
So I see your light body there, but her eyes are still closed. Can you feel how a part of you doesn't want to embody that light body?
Yeah, probably.
So, are you willing to just step into it and just be that light body? Are you aware of what I'm talking about? You feel it there?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So, this is, I'm just being guided here. So, are you willing to say maximum light body awareness that serves highest good?
Yep. So, maximum light body awareness that serves highest good, please.
You know, just relax. Your passivity is what will do it now. Yeah, they're putting you in. There you go. Are the eyes, I feel like the eyes are open. Are you now aware in that light body?
Maybe.
Okay. I feel like you're there, unless I'm missing you. Is there a new awareness of any kind happening right now that wasn't there like a minute ago?
Maybe.
Okay. Just be with the maybe then. So whatever you're feeling right now, my perception is you're solidly in that light body now. So does it feel nice, the state you're in at this moment?
Yeah.
Let's just relax into this. This is a light body awareness. And they realize that parts of you are a little uncomfortable with this because it's new and different. But they're saying you're welcome back here anytime. And there's some sadness there. So they wanted to get you here because this facilitates a certain emotional release that is it requires you to be at this level to accomplish it? Can you feel a little bit of heavy energy coming out your hands now?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Just feel that. So there's all of it at once. You're in that sweeter light body consciousness. And there's sorrow and sadness coming out of your heart chakra, and it's all happening at the same time. Can you just be with that sadness along with the nice feeling?
Yeah.
Just be there. I think some others on the call are feeling the sadness too. Just be willing to feel that on her behalf. You're feeling and releasing it as her surrogate. As am I. Everyone just relax and be whatever you're feeling. Oh, what a beautiful sacred space of sorrow release. Good grief. I just listened to an audiobook. The phrase was the grief of relief. Yeah, Laura, can you feel that part of you that's grieving and releasing her sadness? It's kind of like a little girl hunched over a little bit.
Nope.
All right, I'm feeling her. Just feel the emotion then. And I see that little girl slowly straightening up as the burden of her grief is being released. She's coming to an upright posture. She's maybe 6 or 7. And now she's opening her eyes. It's like she's been kind of asleep for a long time, and now she's back. And I feel her just seamlessly integrating into your being. That's one of the quickest part reclamations I've ever seen. That's beautiful. Nice. Is there any sense of having a new bit of you back there, a new awareness or energy?
Yeah, I felt something.
Yeah, that's her. Welcome home. So that wouldn't seem to have much to do with your right leg, but we go with the flow. Just out of curiosity, how does your right leg feel now?
That's a good question. Oh dear. Let's see. Well, yeah, actually a little better.
We're good.
Oh, they like to sneak stuff in, don't they?
They're mysterious ways for sure. Yeah, I've rarely seen a time when a physical problem didn't have an emotional pain at the core. And they always get in there and heal the emotional part, and that, you know, opens up the physical healing. I don't claim to understand it. I just watch how they work.
There.
So does your process feel complete, Laura, for now?
Yeah, thank you.
And that leaves us time to do another round for the whole group. We're all going to receive and give healing at the same time. We did this last week on one of our calls, and it was really sweet. Or maybe it was Monday. I just don't remember, but we're going to do it. So we're each going to simultaneously be flowing highest good healing to everybody else on the call, live or on the recording. And at the very same time, we're going to be receiving the highest good energy for healing. And because the Ollie is going to take care of it, it'll all happen seamlessly and none of us has to concentrate or anything. It'll all just work automatically. So everyone, take a moment just to feel how you feel right now. And we may go a little past 9:30 with this, but if anyone has to get off, that's fine. Like I said, you can just ask the allies to ease you out. But I feel like it'd be okay to go just a little bit long to give everyone the sweetness of this process. So everyone just feel how you feel right now. Get your baseline. All right, everybody, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone on this call, live or on the recording. May I simultaneously receive highest good energy from everyone who's sending it. May I only receive energies that serve my highest good. Highest good be done. This or something better. All right, everybody relax, and the allies will start moving the energy. Again, no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no sending from your ego. You just chill out, and our beautiful divine allies will make it effortless for you to send and receive all at the same time. And there's spirit songs, higher self in the mix, helping us out. Thank you, dear. There's Mother Ayahuasca helping out. Thank you, Mother. And of course, all the other allies are there too. Those are just the ones that are coming to my attention. That is a sweet energy I'm feeling. Very lovely high vibration. Just feel whatever you're feeling. I'm feeling the high vibration. I'm also feeling energy's getting in there to break through crusty, stuck stuff. So feels like there's some awakening and healing all going on at the same time. Just be with whatever your experience is. And now I'm feeling a good flush, so some of us are having a nice release. And the drainage of heavy is accompanied by a rising bliss, especially in my head. So that suggests to me others are having a similar experience. As the great onion of consciousness peels another layer of darkness, more light comes through. There's a little bit of effort in the field. Please check to make sure you're really relaxed and fully passive. You can do your best to be completely present with us, 100%, the best you can. We're nearly done. Whoa, got some major head buzz now. And now that's some strong bliss right there. So my experience is I'm aware of my body, but I'm a much bigger being. My light body is significantly larger than my body. I'm feeling it all at the same time. I was just saying something I like to say once in a while. I say, you are the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. You are God, as is everyone and everything. And now there's the opportunity here to just experience a little bit more of your godness more consciously. So just take a moment and see, just feel what you feel. Be aware of what you're aware of. Don't try to put words on it. This is way beyond language. Just be present with your awareness. How big are you willing to be? Okay, and now it's back to the body time. So you may be noticing increasing awareness of physical body. But it feels like we're going to do a both and now. There's sometimes they put all the energy back in the body, but this is a both and. There's the physical body awareness and the continuation of the significantly expanded light body. So your experience may differ, but I think a lot of us are having that body plus big old aura experience. Yeah. So those who are open to maintaining a large aura, that's available now. All righty, feel solid. I'm going to close the mesa and then we'll open it up for a little feedback. Pachamahama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Vichi Wow. That is some deep bliss. Lordy, lordy. Just take a moment to see how you feel just this very moment. Thank you, allies. Wow, what a great ending. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves our highest good, allies. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that formally closes the container. If you got to go, that's okay. If you'd rather hang out for a little Q&A feedback, that's great too. So anyone who is still with us would like to speak or type in the chat. Jeannie jumped right in. She said, thank you, everyone and allies. Benjamin, thank you for your healing and generosity. Big old heart. Thank you. And Spirit Song's higher self is thanking us on her behalf. Anybody else with a question or comment? You're welcome to speak or type. Anjali says, always love being a conduit for flow. Rose says, thank you and appreciation with a heart face. Anybody else with a question or comment? My special thanks to Grandfather Hoppe. That was a real help to work with that. Sarah says, I used to come here when I urgently needed calming. And you're welcome to be here for whatever reason. She says, now I am there most of the time. I assume in a state of calmness. Beautiful. I'm so glad to hear that, Sarah. It's a good progression. I know you've been through some real challenges the last few months. Laura says, thank you, everyone, for the energetic support. Anybody else with a question or comment? Sarah says, and my children are still in Israel. Prayers for them for sure. That's a challenging place to be right now. Brian says,
May I just say that friends keep calling me and kind of throwing their worry on me.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get rid of the one who did it to me last night.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just holding light for everyone. And I've spoken to a few groups saying, don't take sides, just pray for the highest light and healing for everyone. That's the only way we can get where we're going. You can't dispel darkness with darkness and hatred. It can only be dispelled with light. So I think that's how I don't suffer, because they live there, but they've also served 15,000 meals to displaced people and soldiers since the second day of the war.
Hmm.
And they've been written up all over the place. If anyone wants to look, they've gathered in a lot of people who had no place to go and no family, and brought them all together. And it's an incredible community, and they are citrus and salt cooking. Tel Aviv.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Sarah. And Brian typed, my prayers to all. Many thanks to everyone. And he put a lovely little prayer hands icon there. I feel like we're moving toward closure, but I'd like to just still leave it open for anyone who wants to jump in here with anything else before we do. They'll say, this was a best of event. Yay. Roberta, hi.
Hello. I just want to thank you for providing this space for everybody.
Oh, thank you, Roberta. Thank you for your excellent space holding. All right. Final call for anybody who wants to speak or type. All right. That's a wrap. And that's our final event for this week. We'll be doing a Monday and Wednesday event next week as well. And so grateful to each and every one of you for being a member of Awakening Plus. What we accomplish with our combined group field is really extraordinary. I just feel so privileged to be a part of this extraordinary group with all of you creating such amazing energy. So thanks for being here. Thanks for your beautiful light. And I look forward to our next gathering. Bye-bye for now.